This is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez at the Interop Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. Interop is a trade show about making everything work together over networks. The opening keynote delivered by Cisco CEO John Chambers pushed that idea beyond mere interoperability. Chambers told a crowd of networking industry folks that they've got to think 3 years ahead, and in 3 years, everything's going to work with everything. The question is, how?
I think when you see what's going on around the world, there's a realization both by business leaders, but also by government leaders, that what we together can bring can truly impact education, healthcare, effectiveness of government, but also determine the winners and losers in business. My role today is not to tell you something that you already know and will agree with, but to challenge you. If you agree with everything I say today, I will not have done my job. It will be a challenge in terms of how we move from viewing IT as making it more effective to run our business to how we literally use IT and networked IT to enable different business strategies and to determine the future of which companies grow and survive and which ones get left behind. It's how do we take these areas that we get so excited from the IT perspective of IP telephony and storage and data centers and wireless, and how we transform that to say how we're really going to change society and how we're going to grow productivity in our environments 5 to 15% a year, depending on the environment we come from. It was interesting, Lenny, whoever gave us these notes on what this team wanted to talk about were exactly right. That or I was very lucky in walking through the audience, because when I went out through today, every one of you said these topics across the board, ranging from how we use wireless in healthcare to storage area networking, to IP telephony, to literally what does this platform mean and how will it transform that? What does mobility mean? But what I'm going to challenge you on is we've got to almost reverse that role. We've got to view that how we build out this services-oriented network architecture, if you will, how do we really focus on driving the business results and never lose track of that's really what we could do in the end. You will find that CEOs and government leaders are going to come to the people in this room and say, here's what I want to accomplish. And if we're able to accomplish that much faster than we were before in a way that they can really get the business results they want or the information and the collaboration they want, then you're going to see they're going to spend a lot more money here. So it's the ability to take this in the bottom two-thirds and transform that over to really how does it apply to business or government. I always believe that you start with a customer. So I start first with what am I hearing from CEOs around the world and CIOs, and it's remarkably the same. As Lenny said, unfortunately, I've been around the world a couple times in the last several months. But you begin to see, regardless of language or regardless of translation, the same issues. You begin to see the CEO and the CIO get back closer together again. And there for a couple years, when we overspent during the late 90s, you didn't see that. You began to see people focusing on managing costs or just running it effectively. What you're also seeing is how do you catch market transitions? And those can be in technology that each of us understand, but they also are more often than not business transitions as well. How do you understand how you translate if the network truly becomes the platform? And if collaboration isn't just a nice word, collaboration is probably the productivity term and experiences for the next decade. How do you take those nice things and how do you determine which sequence you do? How do you build it before the CEO asks for it or your business partner so that the answer can't be, well, John, I know that your life expectancy of a CEO is only 3 to 4 years today. It'll take us about 3 years to build out the network, the flexibility you want, 2 years to develop the applications. I'll have it ready for you in 5 years. And we all know the challenge there. So how do you anticipate the flexibility you're going to need without overspending? How do you protect your investments in a logical way? How do you catch both these technology and the business process changes that are going to occur? And it's going to change. We all understand that clearly it's been the young people driving the consumer changes. And we're a lot more similar around the world. I was in Saudi Arabia, and one of the key business leaders there was talking about his 14-year-old daughter. And he said she was dressed very properly today with the local attire. As she went out, I noticed she had a little bit too much makeup on. And then she wasn't listening to me very well, and I saw the iPod plugged into her ear. The point that I'm making, this is an environment that from the consumer side is now driving the marketplace. But the exact same thing is going to happen from the business side, where it won't be just the top business leaders that are saying, this is what I want, when I want it, in the format I want. it will literally be an empowerment of an employee base that will suddenly start driving us as well, whether you call it same-time communication or whatever terminology we use, a different form of collaboration. And I'll try to use an example of Cisco where I can. But when you talk to business leaders around the world, their first issue is always about growth. I think we've cost-cut ourselves to a point where it's going to be very difficult to continue that, and our stock sure isn't going to get rewarded for that in most companies. It's how do you drive productivity at the same time you drive growth. The second is flexibility, whether you're in the healthcare industry or whether you're in the banking industry. How do you provide this so that when the applications come along or the market transitions occur, the answer is I can get it to you in 12 months. And I'm not going to have to spend the time on 2 and 3 years application development or 2 and 3 years network rollout to really enable this. It's also how do you be realistic? Well-run companies and well-run governments will grow productivity at a minimum of 5 to 10% a year. We grow it at about 10% a year at Cisco. We either bring it all the way through to the bottom line or free up resources to move into new markets. And each of us, even government at times, is after how do we get a larger share of our customers' total spend. Lenny set it up nice. You are seeing the spend going toward networking across the board being more and more of the larger share within the market of the CIO. But it is also true in any of the businesses. How do we get a larger segment? But the area that productivity will come from, whether it's individuals to individuals, key functional business leaders together, or a company moving with tremendous speed, or the way you interface to your suppliers or your customers, it's going to be about collaboration. And collaboration isn't about data or video or voice or mobility. It's about how do you combine that experience? How do you change the experience of collaboration, which really allows you to change business models? This is going to change the way I support my customers. It will change dramatically the way I interface to my suppliers and our employees around the world. So when you think about a CIO's priority, you're seeing them change. The number one is how do I really support the business needs? My CIO has an unlimited budget, as long as he delivers. And within that budget, I take it from other groups. But it is about talking to me about what are the business functionalities you can bring in that. How do you build an architecture out, both application, data architecture, systems, and infrastructure, which allow you to respond to the requests of the business leaders or to the CEO, not in 2 to 3 years, but in a 12-month type of cycle? So how do you get the effectiveness within it as you go forward? But the key takeaway that I'll challenge with you first is this market has moved on you. It's a lot different than it was 3 to 4 years ago and what a CEO was asking you from the IT side. It was before about how do you manage this effectively and how do you control costs. It's now about how do you enable my business applications. Now, as we talk today, you'll find out that I'm pretty enthusiastic about this topic. Two reasons. First, I really believe in it. And secondly, our customers are saying, this is what I want to do, and they're spending money on it. That should not be interpreted about anything about my quarter. My quarter ended last Saturday night. With systems that we have, I knew it Saturday night, 5 minutes after the close, what our earnings would be. You should not interpret any of my optimism about did we have a good quarter or not. And if I look a little bit tired underneath the eyes, it's purely because I've got allergies, and it's a tough allergy season in California. Every topic that I cover is subject to safe harbor. I apologize for saying that. I'm a lawyer, but I'm a reformed lawyer. Now, within it, it's the ability to catch these market transitions. And I'm going to come at it from an IT perspective, but the same is true in any industry, whether you're in transportation, whether you're in manufacturing, whether you're in the finance industry or healthcare. It's catching the transitions that are occurring in your market. In our marketplace, this is what we said at Comdex in 1997 would happen. Think back to that time period. Consolidation of the data, communications industries, all-in-one data, voice, video. As that happens, voice would commoditize. I wish I hadn't used the word be free because my service provider friends are still mad at me. Probably an accurate statement, but one that, again, catch the trends. Once that occurred, the voice manufacturers and the data manufacturers would consolidate within it. You begin to see literally a transformation of the number of service provider customers you need across the country. Everything will be connected. Going up to 2000, all of a sudden you move this cool technology, which got the results back in 1997, you begin to realize this productivity binge will continue. Not at 1 or 2% as people thought in 97, but at the 3 to 5% we thought would occur. As this occurs, all of a sudden brand and speed together become more important. You begin to see new business models enabled. You begin to see intelligence throughout the network and the direction going. So the question that I got you asked at the very beginning over here when I asked about what topics you wanted to talk about, the quad play. It isn't just data, voice, video with mobility, thinking about it from a service provider perspective. It's about the quad play everywhere. quad play in your home, in Starbucks, in the branch offices, in your central offices, across the board. And it's a network of networks that will occur within that. You will see a different experience in terms of how you interface to your customers, your peers, and your suppliers. And it will be a much more personalized approach in terms of the customers. That will drive this third wave of productivity much, much higher in terms of the direction that's going to occur within it. And you'll begin to see these interactions through what I view will be a unified communications that will be not only what you want to communicate in, but you'll know who your counterpart, what is their preferred method of communications, whether it's email or voicemail or through data or through telepresence, et cetera. And this is being enabled by all forms of IT and all forms of communication going into the network, which literally means the network will become the platform in terms of direction. So as you look, I realize each of those statements are pretty aggressive, starting with the most basic one of all, quad play everywhere. But when we're together 3 to 4 years from now, I'd give you pretty high odds. You'll look back and say, John, that was a boring chart. At least I hope so. Point I'm going to make, however, is watch how often we've been accurate in the past. The reason we're pretty accurate, we keep our fingers on your pulse pretty tightly. We listen even before each presentation. The reason I don't give them scripted. Basically, what do you want to talk about? And to the best of my ability, I try to adjust them during that discussion. But you have to make your decisions not 1 year ahead of these changes occurring in your market, but 3 to 5 years. By the time it's obvious, it is too late. So your ability to catch these transitions and realize that you must position your company first from the IT implementation side, but also from the business process side, way before it becomes obvious in terms of what is capable. As you begin to realize what would drive productivity, it was really in three phases. Last year, we talked about the first two, and we kind of alluded to the third. But the original productivity was about supply chains, if you will, manufacturing capabilities, the communication along that line. Next was about the transactional productivity, the Google search that Lenny referred to in his opening comments, the ability to enter orders online, do problem determination online. This next one's going to be about interactions in ways we're just beginning to imagine. 2 to 3 years from now, I'll have telepresence in all of my branch offices around the world. The ability to interface to us as though we're literally here, not video conferencing, but true capability with virtualization within it. That will change my business models, and the interaction with my customers and our employees will change dramatically.